Hi. I wanted to know if I could borrow one of your reading rooms for like 30 minutes. Actually, you better make it 45. I should be done by then. Am I a student here? Well, no. I'm an alumni. My alumni ID? What I meant was that a friend of mine isn't an alumni here. She's not here right now, but, I mean, come on. I can see three reading rooms, and one has a light on, and two don't. That means you could give one reading room to me, and there still would be one open for someone else. Come on, please. What's your name? Meredith. Come on, Meredith. Yes, I know that the rest of the library is open to everyone, but I need something more private. Are the reading rooms soundproof? There's no book in my hand. I can pick up a book if you want. That's easy. Here. One on this table right next to us. Animal hide soap and oil tanning catalog. Ew. Okay, listen. I'm gonna be honest with you, Meredith. Please don't judge me. I'm a voice actress for this website, and they want me to produce some content this weekend. I'd do it at home, but my housemate would freak out if she heard what I was recording. And my room is like adjacent to an apartment that has a really loud dog. Please, I really need to find a place that's quiet so I can record the piece, and I swear to you, it won't take longer than 45 minutes. What do you say? Please? Great. You're a lifesaver, Meredith. Thank you so much. Okay, now, I need to bring some things in with me. It's no big deal. Don't freak out. I just wanted to let you know ahead of time. I need a bottle of whiskey and a bottle of wine, but don't worry. There's no wine in the wine bottle, so it's not like I have two kinds of alcohol with me, right? Just the one. And, I'll need a knife. But, in fairness to me, it's rusty, so it probably can't hurt anyone. Besides, I'll be in there alone, right? So, nothing to worry about. And then, I want to put, like, cardboard over the glass part of the door, because I'm probably gonna be getting naked. Wait. First of all, I have a very good body. So if anyone sees me, I'll just be like an aesthetic benefit to your library. You know? Think of me as like one of those Greek statues that are always showing their, you know, right? And secondly, I have a cushion to sit on. So your tears will not be compromised by me. So are we still good? You want to hear what I'll be doing in there? Okay. It's kind of an improv. It's about a woman. A nice woman, so it's okay. She has to, sit on this wine bottle where the neck is all cracked, so if she clenches too much, the whole top of the bottle breaks, and there's a knife inside that's pointing upward at her. No. Wait. Remember, it's just a fantasy, right? It's okay. There's no real person. But I mean, like, she gets tickled and then will, repeatedly sodomized against her will. Meredith, you're freaking out. Don't freak out. It's just a game that they're playing. You've played games, right? Like, I bet you're a whiz at Scrabble or something like that. This just happens to be a different kind of game, one where everyone is super happy to play it, except Emily. That's the woman's name. Listen, I trusted you with this story, Meredith, because you asked me, and I wanted to tell you the truth. I didn't have to be so forthcoming, and I could have just gone in, put up the cardboard, and who knows, maybe you wouldn't even have checked. I know how often you walk around and check on things, right? I'm like, for all I know, you could take out one of the reading rooms yourself and go record this audio and send it in before I do. I mean, do you know what would happen to me if you did that? I'd lose like half of my golden moons. What are golden moons? Meredith? Paisano? They give you golden moons as a reward for the audio. You don't want me to lose my moons, do you? You take them away if you break the rules, and one of the rules is that you can't transfer an audio fantasy to another woman. But if you uploaded a version of this before I did, I could lose moons, Meredith. If you really think about it, it's me taking the risk and not you. You can just sit here behind this desk and pretend that none of this ever happened, okay? The whiskey? I mean, I kind of want to drink whiskey while I record. Is that so wrong? It's a bit of a heavy subject matter, am I right? Oh, come on, Meredith. Look at the two of us. We already know so much about each other. I mean, it's like we're bonding. Two best friends, even. I pour my soul out to you, and as a token of our friendship, you just have to do this one favor for me. Just let me go and masturbate in your reading room while I improv drunkenly about a lady being anally raped while she struggles not to clench so that her pussy doesn't get all cut up by the rusty knife inside the wine bottle that she's impaled on. Please? All right, forget it. Thanks anyway. People wonder why no one uses libraries anymore. Maybe the church is still open. That place usually has good acoustics.